Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Zayin, and we have four lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis Amar Rav Yehuda. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Yitzchak Meir ben Miral, and Yehuda Lei ben Basha. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Yisrael ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim, Rabbi Yosef Meir. So today's daf is going to discuss the halachos of Shmini Atzeres. So we began the Masechta discussing the halachos of Sukkah. We went from there to Perek Lulav HaGazel, which dealt with the halachos of the Dalet Minim. We talked a little bit about the mitzvah of Arava. That segued very nicely into the idea of Hoshana Rabbah. We're moving along clearly at the end of the Masechta. Only 10 dafin left, hard to believe. But today's daf is going to be very much about the yontif of Shmini Atzer. Zokti Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Berei Derav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav. So Rav Yehuda, who is the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, said over in the name of Rav, Shmini, Safik Shmini, Shvi, if a yid's living in Chutz Laaretz, it's Shmini Atzeres. But really, because of Sveika the Yoima, there's also a suffix that maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot. Maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah. So the halacha is Shvi L'Sukkah. We treat it as being the seventh day of Sukkot. We treat it as being Hoshana Rabbah as relates to the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Shmini L'Brach. However, we treat it as if it's the eighth day, as if it's Shmini Atzeres, as it relates to Brach. Rabbi Yochanan argued, he said, Shmini L'Zeh L'Zeh. We treat this day as Shmini Atzeres, not as Hoshana Rabbah, even Misafik, even though it's in Chutz Laaretz, even though there is a Sveik of the Yom. Rather, Lozeh u Lozeh, both with regards to Sukkah and with regards to Bracha, we treat it as Shmini. Now, what does Sukkah mean? And what does Bracha mean? The Gemara now is going to explain. In fact, the Gemara is going to have two different approaches as to what exactly the Machloikis Amayram was. Says the Gemara. Approach number one. Mesiv, as it relates to sitting in a Sukkah, on the eighth day, on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz, Kuli Amaloi Pligid Yasvina. Everybody agrees you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. Why? You don't have to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Basukas Teishvu Shivas Yomim, not on the eighth day. Stating that, being that we're dealing in Chutz Laaretz, where there's a Sveik of the Yoima, so Shmini Atzeres may be Hoshana Rabbah, Misafik, you'd have to sit in a sukkah. Pipligi, what then was the Machloikis HaMeiram, Levruchi? Whether or not you're supposed to make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu leisha b'sukkah, the mandam HaShvi'i l'sukkah, according to the mandam that said that this day is treated as Shvi'i l'sukkah. That was the first mandam in the Gemara. That was Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, who said in the name of Rav, the halacha is bruchinami varchina. You're also going to make a bracha. And that's what shvi'i l'sukkah means. It means not only do you sit in a sukkah, but you also make a leisha b'sukkah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that said that in this situation, we treat the eighth day as being a shmini, not a shvi'i, and we treat it lozeh u lozeh. What does that mean? Bruchi loim varchina, even though it's true you're going to sit in a sukkah, however, you're not going to make a bracha. So says the Gemara, even though there's a machlokes amayron, how exactly you treat Safik Shvi, Safik Shmini in Chutz Laaretz. But everybody agrees you sit in a sukkah. That was never debated. The Machlokes Amiram that we have in our Gemara was whether or not you're supposed to make a Leishav Bas Sukkah. Rav Yehuda Breder, Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav said that this day is treated as Shvi L'Sukkah, which means not only do you sit in the sukkah, but you're also supposed to make a Leishav Bas Sukkah. Rav Yochanan said that we treat it as a Shmini L'Sukkah. The eighth day, this you can sit in a sukkah, and in this case, you're actually obligated to sit in a sukkah. However, you treat it like the eighth day, in that you're certainly not going to make a bracha of leishev basukkah. So what does it mean, whether we look at the day that's shmini suffix shvi, as shvi l'sukkah, or as shmini l'sukkah? Shvi l'sukkah would mean you make a leishev basukkah. Shmini l'sukkah would mean you do not make a leishev basukkah. Now, everybody agreed that this day is shmini l'bracha. So what does Shmini Lebracha mean? So the Gemara didn't explain, but Rashi explains. Shmini Lebracha means that when you're going to make Kiddush, and when you're going to say Shmoneh Esrei, and when you're going to bench, and you have to be masker, you have to acknowledge the day that it is, me'ein ha-me'oiro. So on Sukkot you say Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. On Pesach you say Chag HaPesach Hazeh. On Shmini Atzeres you're supposed to say, says Rashi, quote, Yoim Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That's what you're supposed to say. So when we say that the eighth day is Shmini Lebroch, and that everybody agrees, that was never debated, that is that for sure when you're going to be masked the name, you're going to refer to today as Shmini Atzeres, and you're not going to say there's a Sveik of the Yoima, maybe let me mention that it's also Sukkos. No, as it relates to that Haskara, as it relates to what Amiram referred to as Bracha, everybody agrees we refer to it as Shmini Atzeres. As it relates to sitting in a Sukkah, says the Gemara, everyone agrees you're going to sit in a Sukkah as well. The Shaila, whether we look at it as, quote, Shvi LeSukkah, or as, quote, Shmini Lasukka, is whether or not you're supposed to make a leisha basukka. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Nakayt Rav Yochanan v'yotcha." That if you look at this machlokes amiram, you should follow Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that you should not make a bracha. Why? The Rav Huna bar Bizna, because Rav Huna bar Bizna v'chol gedolei Adar, and all the gedolei Adar iklu b'sukkah b'shmini safik shvi. They were once in a sukkah on this day. It was shmini safik shvi, meisav havi yasvi, and bruchi loymavarch. They were sitting in the sukkah. It was Shmini Atzeres, it was in Chutz Laaretz. However, they didn't make a bracha. So you see, clearly, all the Amiram followed the Shita that you're not supposed to make a bracha, which the way the Gemara just explained the Machlokes Amiram is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So that's why Rabbi Yosef said, Nekoit the Rabbi Yochanan B'yotcha. But the Gemara says, how do you know from that story that the reason they didn't make a bracha was because they hold that on Shmini Atzeres, even when you sit in a sukkah, you're not supposed to make a bracha. V'dilma sfirlu kamando makimit sheberach yontiv rishon shuveinu mevarech. We learned in yesterday's daf, there was a major shita samayram that held that when it comes to making the bracha leisha basukkah, you only make it on the first day. You're not supposed to make a leisha basukkah after the first day. So maybe all these amayram were of the opinion that you only make one leisha basukkah the whole year. Meaning, if they held that every time you sit in a sukkah, you're supposed to make a leisha basukkah, then maybe they would have made a leisha basukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Perhaps the reason they didn't make the leisha basukkah on Shmini Atzeres is because there the opinion you're never supposed to make another bracha. So the Gemara says, I hear. In theory, that could have been pshat. However, we have a tradition of the rest of the story. Meaning, these were Amiram that entered a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. It was in Chutz Laaretz, so it was really a Safik Shvi. And they sat in the sukkah, but didn't make a bracha. And the Gemara says the rest of the story was Gemiri. We have a tradition. They made Afar also. They had come from the Afar. And because they had come from the Afar, we know that they had never made a leishav basukah before. Rashi says, it's the last wide line on top. Lomadati mirabosai, I learned from my rabbein. Shehem bo mina afar, shebehem moiseim royasham. They had been in the field the entire sukkahs, v'lo yoshvu basukah kol yimei achag. And they had not sat in a sukkah the entire sukkahs, which means they never made a leishav basukah. So if they never made a leishav basukah, so naturally now they would have had an obligation to make the basukah. Why didn't they make the leishav basukah? Must be because it was Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, everybody holds you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. Why didn't they make a bracha? Oh, this is right, Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan says that even though you're supposed to sit in a sukkah, but at the same time you're not supposed to make a bracha. So Rabbi Yosef said, I have a raya that this is the right thing to do because all the gedolim of this generation sat in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but at the same time they did not make a bracha. Ikadarmi, some had a whole different understanding of this machloikis amira. The machloikis, whether shmini safik shvi in Chutz Laaretz, sake of the earth, it's really shmini atzeres, but it's a safik shvi. Maybe it's not shmini atzeres. Maybe it's really Hoshana Rabba. So Rav Yehuda, Bereder of Shmuel Bashela, said in the name of Rab that we look at it as Shvi Lasukah. Rav Yochanan said that we look at it as being Shmini Lasukah. So we explain in the first Lishna of the Gemara, what was the Machloikis? The Machloikis was whether you make a Leisha Basukah. Meaning everybody agrees you're supposed to sit in the Sukah. The Machloikis is as it relates to the Bracha. But the Gemara says, Ikeda Amri, others said, no, Bruchi Kuliyam Lepikid Loim Rachim. Everybody held that you're not supposed to make a Leisha Basukah. Meaning even Rav Yehuda, Bereder of Shmuel Bashela, Mishmei the Rab would agree you're not supposed to make a Bracha. Keep Ligi, what was the Machloikis? The machlokes was whether you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. The man damas shiva the sukkah. The man damas that says it shvi the sukkah meisav yasvinon. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah. The man damas shmini lazeh lazeh. And according to Rabbi Yochanan that said that it shmini lazeh lazeh meisav nami lo yasvinon. You're also not supposed to sit in the sukkah. According to the second lishon of the Gemara, the machlokes amiram was not regarding the bracha, but rather the machlokes amiram was whether in fact you're even supposed to sit in the sukkah. Bracha nobody holds you make a leishav sukkah. The shaila was whether you're supposed to sit in the sukkah. I'm Rabbi Yosef, and the second Lishna, we have a comment that Rabbi Yosef made as well. Says the Gemara, Nekoit Rabbi Yochanan Miyadcha, you should take on the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, you're not supposed to sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why the Mara, the Shmaita Mani? Because who's the one that said that
the eighth day is treated as Shvi, L'soka, Rabbi Yehuda, B'reider, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelas. It was Rabbi Yehuda, B'reider, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelas. U'b'shmini, Sofik, Shvi, L'bar, M'soka, Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef says, I know for a fact that he sat outside of a sukkah on this day that was Shmini, Sofik, Shvi. So he's the one that says he's supposed to sit in a sukkah. He didn't follow his own shita. And if that's the case, for sure you should go with Rabbi Yochanan and shita, and you shouldn't sit in a sukkah. So the bottom line is, a little confusing. We have a machloikas ameiro, Rav Yehuda, B'reider, Rav Shmuel, Bar Shelas, in the name of Ra. And Rabbi Yochanan on the other side. When you're in Chutz Laaretz, it's Shmini Sofik Shvi. It's Shmini Atzeres, but then again, maybe it's a Shana Rabba because it's Vega Yom. So what do you do as it relates to Yeshiva Sukkah? If it's the seventh day of Sukkot, you have to sit in a Sukkah. But Sukkot is Teshvu Shivas Yom. If it's Shmini Atzeres, you don't have an obligation to sit in a Sukkah. So because of Sveika the Yom, should you sit in a Sukkah? Or because of Sveika the Yom, maybe for whatever reason, you shouldn't sit in a Sukkah. And if you're going to sit in a Sukkah, do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? So there seemed to be a major machloikas amiram. Whether we look at this day as Shvi the Sukkah, or whether we look at this day Shmini L'Sukkah, and the Gemara has two formulations of what this machloikas was. According to the first lishon of the Gemara, everybody holds he's supposed to sit in the Sukkah. The machloikas was the way he's supposed to make the bracha. According to the second lishon of the Gemara, everybody holds you would never make a bracha. The shaila was whether he's supposed to sit in the Sukkah. So what's the bottom line? Machloikas amiram, two different lishonis. What are you supposed to do? Says the Gemara, v'hilchasa, here's the halacha l'maisa, maybe the most famous line of the Masechta, meisiv yasvinon bruchi loy mevarchin. Supposed to sit in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. But at the same time, when it comes to making the bracha of Leisha Basukah, you're not supposed to make the bracha of Leisha Basukah. There's so much to talk about on this Gemara. There's so much to talk about on this line. Metz Hashem in the Raid by Tzok, the Gemara Vayter, part two of today's daf. So today's daf is really a tale of two sugyas, both related to Shmini Atzeres. The first part we just concluded, very much the shorter part, in Kamos anyways, definitely not in Eichos, and that is, you sit in a sukkah in Chutz Laaretz on Shmini Atzeres, and in Tim Tzaloy me you do you make a bracha of Leishan Basukah, or do you not make a bracha of Leishan Basukah? The second part of the daf is going to discuss whether you're supposed to make a Shehecha Yonu, Vigimanu, Vigiyonu, Lasman Azeh, on Shmini Atzeres. So the background to this is, every single Yontif, we make Shehecha Yonu. We make a Shehecha Yonu on the Yontif, we make a Shehecha Yonu on the mitzvahs of the Yontif. And even though there's gemaras that seem to suggest different halachas of when exactly the appropriate time would be to make the Shehecha Yonu, but the minig is like we saw in yesterday's daf, Sukkah daf Mevav Amid Aleph, it was the minig of all the Rabban and the Veir of Ashi, where the Gemara said that what we do is we make the Shehecha Yonu on Kiddush. So when you make Kiddush, that's the time that we make the Shehecha Yonu. Stating that, you only make one Shehecha Yonu per Yontif. Chutzlar, it's because of Sveik of the Yom, you make a second Shehecha Yonu. But it's one Shehecha Yonu per Yontif. That's Pasha. So here's the question. Do you make a Shehecha Yonu on Shmini Atzeres? Or do you not make a Shehecha Yonu on Shmini Atzeres? Mitzad Echad, you're going to say that Shmini Atzeres feels a little bit like the eighth day of Sukkot. You have 7 days of Sukkot, and then it segues right into Shmini Atzeres. If it's the eighth day of Sukkot, you wouldn't make a Shmini Atzeres. But then again, Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkot. You don't sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Certainly not in Eretz Yisrael. You don't take Dalit Minim on Shmini Atzeres. So even though it follows immediate after Sukkot, but it feels like a regel b'fnei atzmo. And if that's the case, it's a new Yontif, you should certainly make a Shehecha Yonu. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Oimrim Zman b'Shmini Shalchak. You're supposed to make the bracha of Zman, also known as Shehecha Yonu v'kimanu v'kiyonu lazman hazeh, on Shmini Atzeres. However, they ain't oimrim Zman b'shviyut shel Pesach. On the seventh day of Pesach, you're not supposed to make a Shehecha Yonu. And what's the svara? It's what we just said. Shmini Atzeres is a separate yontif. Because it's a separate yontif, it requires its own Shehecha Yonu. Shviyut shel Pesach is just the seventh day of Pesach. And because it's just the seventh day of Pesach, you wouldn't make a Shehecha Yonu. Now, just to be clear, the reason we are even discussing the seventh day of Pesach as opposed to, let's say, the sixth day of Pesach and the fifth day of Pesach, that's because those days are Chol HaMoed. Pesach is made up of 2 days of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. The first day is Yontif, then you have 5 days of Chol HaMoed. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is Yontif again. Sukkot, you have 1 day of Yontif, then you have 6 days of Chol HaMoed. The sixth day is Hashanah Rabbah, but in essence, it's really Chol HaMoed. And then you have Shmini Atzeres. So we're drawing the parallel between the last day of Yontif, of real Yontif, of Sukkot, that's Shmini Atzeres, and the last day of real Yontif of Pesach, which is Shvi'i Shal Pesach. And Rabbi Yochanan said that you make a Shachayonu on Shmini Atzeres, but you don't make a Shachayonu on Shvi'i Shal Pesach. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama Vitei Rav Chama Bar Chanina Teida. I'll explain to you very, very simply the svara behind Rabbi Yochanan. Shari Cholik Begibul Dvarim. If you think of it, Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yontif. You know I know, because there's three key differences between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. Number one, Besukkot. You sit in a Sukkot on Sukkot, you don't sit in a Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. The Lulav, you take the Lulav and the Dalud Minim on Sukkot, you don't take it on Shmini Atzeres. And the Nisach HaMayim, there's a special carbon, we're going to start learning about this in tomorrow's daf, called the Nisach HaMayim that was born on Sukkot, but it wasn't born on Shmini Atzeres. And then said the Gemara of El Arbiud, and even though there is a sheet that's Rabbiud Dama, Belugahim and Asa Kol Shmoinu, that they used to bring the Nisach HaMayim even on Shmini Atzeres, Barei Chaluk Bebeis Dvarim. But at the same time, it's still Chaluk Bebeis Dvarim. There's still two differences, Sukkah and Dal Minim. But the bottom line is, said Dal Meiram, that it makes perfect sense what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. And that is, you should make a Shechayon on Shmini Atzeres. It's a separate Yontif. You know, I know, because you have different mitzvahs. There's no Sukkah, there's no Lulav, and according to Rav of the Chachamim, there was no Nisach HaMayim either. In contrast to Shvi'i Shal Pesach, where the mitzvahs of Shvi'i Shal Pesach are really no different than the mitzvahs of the first day of Pesach and the mitzvah of the rest of Pesach. Says the Gemara, is that true? Ihochi Shvi'i Shal Pesach Nami. I can make a similar argument regarding Shvi'i Shal Pesach. Harei Chaluk Ba'achilas Matzah. There's a difference with regards to the obligation to eat matzah. We know that the obligation to eat matzah on Pesach is only the first night. One kizayis, the first night of Pesach, the erev toich l'matzah, mekam ve'elach reshus. After that, it's a reshus. The Vilna Goyin, it's not really reshus. You makayim a mitzvah. But for sure, there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation for a person to eat matzah after that first night. Meaning, on the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, as opposed to the last night of Pesach, Shvi'i Shal Pesach, there is no chiyuv to eat matzah. So why doesn't that make it chaluk so that now there should be a Shechayonu on Shvi'i Shal Pesach? But the Gemara says, "Hoch yash." No, that's not a good time. Because Hossam over there, "Me laila chaluk mi yoyim meinu chaluk." Hoch, I feel mi yoyim na mi chaluk. It's true. There's a difference between the night of Shvi'i Shal Pesach and the first night of Pesach. Matzah, by the way, v'gadot alavincha, marer, koirech, haseib, but there's many differences, d'iraisa d'rabbanon, between the first night of Pesach and Shvi'i Shal Pesach. But during the day, there's no difference, because all those mitzvahs are only at night. But by day, you don't have that. Hacha, however, as it relates to Shmini Atzeres, there are mitzvahs that you do both at night and during the day on the first night of Sukkot that you do not do by night or by day on Shmini Atzeres. Ravina said, I'll tell you a different reason why the fact that there's matzah the first night of Pesach and there's no matzah on Shvi'i Shal Pesach is not the same as the fact that on Sukkot you have the three mitzvahs as opposed to Shmini Atzeres. Because Zecholuk Mishalifonav. The Zecholuk Mishalif Nefonav. The Yontif of Shmini Atzeres is different, not just than the first night of Sukkot, but then all 7 nights of Sukkot. All 7 days and nights of Sukkot. There's a mitzvah of Dal Minim, there's a mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkot, and there was Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to Matzah, that was a mitzvah only the first night. Let's say day, but the next 5 days you didn't have it. As so that Shvi'i Shal Pesach, even if you want to tell me it's different, but it's only different than the first day. It's not different than the day before it, and the day before that, and the day before that. The only difference would be from the first day. And as a result, that's not chaluk enough for it to require its own Shechayonu. Zok the Gemara. Rapapa said, I'll tell you another reason why I think you should make a Shechayonu when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to Shvi'i Shal Pesach. It says over here, Par, Hasam Ksiv Parim. However, over there, it says Parim. So Rashi says that what this means is, and we're going to learn about this in the coming days, that there was special karbonos. We didn't get into the kachim aspect of Mesachta Sukkah. Very little, but there is some kachim significance as it relates to Mesachta Sukkah. And one of them was that there was special karbonos that were brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, the karbonos that were brought were Poiches V'Hoylech, of Perek B'Mem Adlikin fame, of Beishamai fame, Keneged Pari Achag. So the Pari Achag were Poiches V'Hoylech. The first day of Sukkot, they would bring 13 Parim, then 12, then 11, then 10, then 9, then 8, then 7. So they would go, in each day in succession, they would bring one less Par. Said Rav Papa, that you know what you do on Shmini Atzeres? You don't continue the succession, you only bring one Par. If Shmini Atzeres is really the 8th day of Sukkot, and therefore you want to tell me it shouldn't have its own Shechayonu, then L'chura, you should figure out how many Parim you brought the last day of Sukkot, and then bring one less on Shmini Atzeres. You go from 6 to one. Why are you skipping all the way to one? It must be its own yontif. And this one own yontif, all it requires is one par. So hachak ksiv par. Here you're only bringing one par. Hasam ksiv parim. Here every single day you're bringing a bunch of par. In fact, there's a methodology to it. It's poiches v'aylach. And yet we skip, we violate and we negate the whole poiches v'aylach when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. Must be it's not a continuation. Nachman Yitzchak Amar, he said, I'll tell you another kinech. Hach over here, it says bayoyim, hasim ksiv uvayoyim. If you look at every single day of Sukkot, when the Torah talks about the korbanos that were brought, it says uvayoyim, uvayoyim, uvayoyim. Vav hamechaber, as if to say, every day of Sukkot is a continuation of the previous day. And then when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it says bayoy mashmini atzeres tiyolachem. Not u bayoy mashmini, bayoy mashmini. It sounds like bayoy mashmini is on an island unto itself. It's its own yontif. It's not connected in any way to the previous days. Rav Ashi said hachak ksiv kimishpat hasam ksiv kimishpatam. If you look at the karbanos on Sukkot, every single day it says kimishpatam, as if to say these karbanos are not being brought in a vacuum. They're included in Mishpatam, in the laws of all the Karbanos that were brought on every single day of Sukkot. But when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk says, Kimishpat, as if to say, the Karbanos of Shmini Atzeres only relate to Shmini Atzeres, thus it's a Yontif Bifnei Atzmai. But the bottom line is, as the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, that even though you don't make a Shachiyonu on Shvi Yishol Pesach, because it's just the seventh day of Pesach, and you already made a Shachiyonu on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, you do make a Shechayonu on Shmini Atzeres, and even though Shmini Atzeres feels a little bit like it's the eighth day of Sukkot, really it's not the eighth day of Sukkot. Fundamentally, it's different. In fact, the three big mitzvahs that very much define Sukkot were non-existent on Shmini Atzeres. There was no Sukkah, there was no Dalminim, and there was no Nisach HaMayim. And then the Gemara said there's even Ramazim in the Pasuk where Par, Parim, Bayoim, Uvayoim, Kimishpat, Kimishpatam, Shmini Atzeres is its own yontif, and because it's its own yontif, it's for that reason it requires its own shachiyonu. Says the Morlemi Masayeli, it would seem to have a brisa, maybe, that would support Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush that you're supposed to make a shachiyonu on Shmini Atzeres. The brisa says, Haporim ha'elim v'hakvasim. The bulls, the rams, and the sheep, ma'akvin zeze, are ma'akev zeze. So this is referring to the parim, the elim, and the kvasim that were brought specifically on Sukkot. A whole bunch of different karbanos. There were some significant numbers of korbanos that were brought, as we're going to learn. And the Braisna says they were ma'akev each other. So you had to bring all of them. Meaning, they're not extra credit. These korbanos are ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda said, parim ei ma'akev zeze. The parim were ma'akev. Meaning, the elim and the kvasim were ma'akev. They're mandatory. The number matters. But as it relates to the parim, as long as you bring a par, that's fine. You don't have to bring all the parim. Said Rabbi Yehuda, how do I know that? Shari mismatim v'hochem. Because the parim achag, we're poiches v'haylech. Every day you had one less par. So you see that the number doesn't matter as much. Because if there's some fixed number that you're supposed to have, then you would think every day you should have it. So from the fact that it wasn't the same number every day, that's a raya that the number doesn't matter so much. And if that's the case, if you're going to bring one, it's going to be fine. So that was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds the parim are not ma'akiv. The chachamim say the parim are ma'akiv. Everybody agrees the elam and the kvasim are ma'akiv. Amulai. So they told Rabbi Yehuda that if your svar is a good svar, that because the parim are mismatim, that's the reason they shouldn't be ma'akiv. But like kula mismatim v'holchem b'shmini. All of the animals are mismatin, because on Shmini Atzeres, you don't bring that same big number of Elam and Kfasim like you bring on Sukkot. So if you're going to tell me that the fact that the number is mismait, that's a Siba, that the number shouldn't be Ma'akiv, thus the Pari Achag, which were Poiches V'Hoylich, are not Ma'akiv, you should make the same exact argument as it relates to the other Karbanis. Because all the other Karbanis, Bishmini, are not of the same number. And if that's the case, kula mismatim v'holchem, none of them should be ma'akiv. Amalem, so Rabbi Yehuda told him, you're asking a kasha from Shmini Atzeres? I'm telling you that on Sukkot, the parim are poiches v'holchem. You're asking me from the fact that the elam and the kvasim are mismatim v'holchem on Shmini Atzeres, don't shtel to Shmini Atzeres, Shmini rega b'fnei atzmayu, because Shmini Atzeres is its own yontif. How do I know that? K'shem she'ashiv esim yachak tunin karbin, v'shir, u'brach avalino, because just like the 7 days of yontif had a din, that they required carbon, separate carbonis, shir. They had their own shira that the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash. U'bracha. And when you make a bracha, you mention chagas sukkas as a velina. So what does lina mean? So the halacha was that when someone came to the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif to bring a carbon, we'll see more about this on Amun Beis, so he couldn't just leave. He had to stay overnight. So you brought your carbon in the afternoon, so you're going to spend the night in Yerushalayim. Ufanisa ba'boiker, v'alachta lo'oyolech. You weren't allowed to leave right away. So just like there was a halacha of carbon, shir, bracha, and lina on sukkahs af shmini. Shmini has its own ton carbon, its own formulation of carbon. Vishir had its own shir in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubracha, you don't mention chagat sukkahs hazeh, but rather you say it's yoim shmini chagat zeres hazeh. The lina, and there was a din lina on shmini atzeres, just like there was a din lina on sukkahs. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see that Shmini Atzeres, said Rabbi Yehuda, is ton carbon, the shear, ubracha, velina. So we jumped the gun a little bit. We teach bracha. But the Gemara right now says, what does bracha really mean? My loves man? Did Rabbi Yehuda not mean when he said that there's four things that show that Shmini Atzeres is regular with Neyatsu, one of them is bracha? Didn't he mean that on Shmini Atzeres you have to make a Shachayanu? So if that's the case, Lema Misayele, Chavatana, that's Misayele, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the greatest Amora to ever live, but he wasn't a Tana. So if you have a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that could support Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara says, Lema Misayele, again, would Rabbi Yehuda say, because Rabbi Yehuda is distinguishing between Sukkis and Shmini Atzeres, and he says Shmini Atzeres has four differences: carbon, shear, bracha. And lina. So what does bracha mean? Doesn't mean shachiyon. The Gemara says loy. Bracha samazon utfila. Means the way we teached it. Maybe it means that instead of saying yom chagat sukkah, says that you say it's yom shmini chagat zeres. And the Gemara says achi nami mestabru. It's actually mashma that way. These look at itux man. Because if it means shachiyon, was man called shiva miyika. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That these four things, carbon, shear, bracha, and lina, you have all 7 days. If bracha means shachiyon, you don't have bracha all 7 days. You only have bracha once. Once during the 7 days. The first day, but you don't have it 7 days, so obviously we don't mean that. We must mean something that you have all 7 days. So bracha probably means yoin chagas sukkos hazeh, but it has nothing to do with shachiyon. But the Gemara says, "Oh, kasha, that's not a raya because the loy baruch in the baruch lemacher." Maybe all the brayso means is that for 7 days you can make the bracha. I mean, if you didn't make the bracha on the first day, you can always make it the next day or the machrin or any other. You have 7 days to make the shachiyon. Shachiyon doesn't have to be the first day. Like atchila, that's when it's supposed to be, but doesn't have to be the first day. But the Gemara says, "No, it's still not mashma be shachiyon because mikomachim kois beinon. Don't you have to have a kois? Don't you have to make a shachiyonu on a koishel bracha? And if that's the case, where are you getting a koishel bracha the rest of Yontif? So we take for granted that today people have koishel bracha. But once upon a time it wasn't eshchiach. So the Gemara says, it's not mashma that we mean shachiyonu. Because if you mean shachiyonu, you're telling me shachiyonu all 7 days. You definitely don't have an obligation to do it 7 days. And even if it means you could do it 7 days, you can only do it if you have a bracha, if you have a koishel bracha. What do you have a koishel bracha? So the Gemara says, maybe, Levi Masayel, Rav Nachman. Is this right? Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Nachman, Zman, Omer Rav Bashok, that even though the Katrili is supposed to make the Shachayonu on a kois, but you don't have to make it on a kois, you can even make it in the street. Yeah, I'm repeating kois, 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 yamim, yiko, do you have a kois every day? So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya, dom, dikule, kois. Maybe it's talking about where it just so happens you had a kois. But the bottom line is, we brought in this braisa as an attempt to maybe bring a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said that Shmini Atzeres is regal if Neyatzmoy. As a result, you're supposed to make a Shachayonu on Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara thought that maybe it had a raya, because in this exchange between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, discussing the karbonos, the kachim of Sukkos, whether all the animals are ma'akiv or they're not ma'akiv. So Rabbi Yehuda, in his shakla v'tayya, throws out a line. He says, Shmini regal b'fnayatzmoy, shekishem sheshivz mi'achag tunim, carbon shir, bracha v'lino, av shmini ton, carbon shir, its own shira, bracha, its own bracha v'lino, and it has its own din lino. What does bracha mean? Probably shechayanu. Oh, so you see, you make a shechayanu. Gemara says, no, it's not muchach, that's what it means. Maybe it means birchas hamazon, netzila. It means you say, yoim shmini chagatzeres, as opposed to saying, yoim chagas sukkos hazeh. So the Gemara brought this braisa that mentions Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Gemara from here until almost the end of the Amid is going to digress a little bit, and it's going to discuss a side point that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in this braisa. Says the Gemara, "Vesavir Rabbi Yehuda shmini ton lino." Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that shmini is ton lino? Rabbi Yehuda said there's four factors in which shmini atzeres is different, and it seems to be treated like its own yontif. One of them is lino. Lina means after you bring a carbon, you have to stay overnight. As if to say that after the carbonos of Shmini Atzeres were brought, you would have to stay overnight. It's the attribute. Tanya, we're learning to the Brice of Yudam Rebuda 79, the Pesach Sheni Shein Ton Lina. How do you know that Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ufanisa ba boiker, the halachta la'oyolacha. This is makar to the halach of Lina. Now, this Pasuk is stated in the parish of the Carbon Pesach. It says immediately afterwards, Sheshes Yom and Toichal Matzahs. And we learn from here, Shetan Shishetan Lino. Davka Pesach Rishon, where there's a din that you have to eat matzah for 6 days, really 7 days. So there's a din of Lino. Eshetan Shish. However, Pesach Sheni, where there's no matzah for 6 days, and Eshetan Lino. There is no halacha of Lino. So you see, there's no Lino by Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, Lamute Lai, Lav Lamute Nami Shmini Shalchag. So if we're Memayit Pesach Sheni, shouldn't we also be Memayit Shmini Atzeres? It sounds like Dafka, something that's Ta'un Shisha Yomim of Matzois, has a halacha of Lina. But something that's not. So just like Rabbi Yehuda excluded Pesach Sheni, you would think Rabbi Yehuda would exclude Shmini Atzeres as well. So Faith the Gemara, how could Rabbi Yehuda say that Shmini Atzeres requires Lina? Rabbi Yehuda Lishitase said that even Pesach Sheni doesn't require Lina. But the Gemara says it's not Muchach, because maybe this whole drasha that the only time there's a din Lina is where you have Sheishas Yom and Toicha Matzos, when it means is Lemute Pesach Sheni de Kavose. Means that if you have there's a Yontif that's similar to Pesach Rishon, it's called Pesach Sheni, that's excluded from Lina. If someone brought the Pesach Sheni, didn't have to stay overnight, there was no dinu fanisa ba'boikev alachto lo yalecha, because in Yomim Tovim that are similar to Pesach, we have this exclusion that says only something that requires 6 days of matzah has a din of lina. But as it relates to the Yontif Shmini Atzeres, because Honish can shaychis to matzah, so there is no connection to matzah, it's not going to be excluded from this drasha of Eshneton Shisha Ton Lina and Eshneton Shisha Enoton Lina. The Gemara says, Hachi Nami Mestabra, it's actually Mestabra this way, meaning it's Mestabra that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's only Pesach Sheni that was excluded from Lina, however, Shmini Atzeres has Lina. Anyway, no, the time we learned to the Mishnah, Habikurim to Unin Karbin, Veshir, Vetnufa. So when a Yid brought Bikurim, he brought a carbon together with the Bikurim. Shir, there was music that was played together with the Bikurim. Utnufa, there was a mitzvah to do Tnufa, to lift and wave Nanuim with the Bikurim. Velina, and there was a mitzvah to stay overnight when you brought the Bikurim. So the Gemara says, Man, Shamalei Dama Tnufa, who is the man that holds that Bikurim requires Tnufa, Rabbi Yehuda? It's Rabbi Yehuda, Vekamaton Lina. And Yisnir, Rabbi Yehuda said that Bikurim requires Lina. There's no matzah related to Bikurim. Oh, must be. Rabbi Yehuda holds that, of course, Ufanisa Babaik of Alachta Loilecha is not Dafka Pesach Rishon. It's true for other things as well. It only excludes Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Rishon, yet it doesn't have a din matzah for 6 days. It's excluded. But Bikurim, which has nothing to do with matzah, or Shmini Atzeres has nothing to do with matzah, is going to be included. Now, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of this Braisa? Because again, we said that it requires Tanufa, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that Bikurim requires Tanufa. How do you know that? The Tana we learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, Vihinachta. It says in the Torah that when you bring the Bikurim, Vihinachta, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha, Vishtachavisa, Lefnei Hashem Alekecha. So what does Vihinachta mean? Zu Tanufa. It means you should wave the Bikurim. Ato imi Zu Tanufa. Maybe it means Vihinachta. I didn't know it means tnufa. Maybe it means simply you should put it down. Because it's another pasuk. It says, "Lokachakoy natenem yodecho v'hinichoy lefnei mizbach Hashem alekech harei anocha omer." So amani mikayim v'hinachtoy. So what does v'hinachtoy mean? So tnufa must be a tnufa. But the point is, this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that Bikurim requires tnufa. And still, the Braisa said that is a din lina. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds this lina by Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda said there's no lina by Pesach Sheni. Must be only Pesach Sheni doesn't have lina. But even Bikurim does. And if that's the case, for sure, Shmini Atzeres can't. But the Gemara says, no raya, because v'dilma Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, maybe the Tana of this Braisa, or the Tana of this Mishnah, is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov also holds that it requires the Bikurim required to Tanya Lunt the Brazil Lokakoyan Atenem Yodekh Limit Al Bikum Shaturun through from this Pasik, Rep Divir Blesman Yaakov, Rep Lesman Yaakov holds that Bikurim requires snoof. My time draws me Yaakov, what's his makar? Asya Yad Yad Mishlam. Don't exert shove the word Yad Yad from Shalom. Xivach says over here for Lokakoyan Atenem Yodekh. Fix if Hasim, it says over there Yav Yod of Tivianus Isha Hashem. That's regarding the Shlom. Makan, Koyan, just like over here, Koyan Aflal and Koyan, just like by Shlomim has to be a koyin. Malalam, Bailam, and just about the Shlomim, the Bailam had to do the tenufa. Afkan Bailam, so to hear the Bailam had to do the tenufa. Okay, so does the Bailam do the tenufa, or does the koyin do the tenufa? Koyin meniach yodet tachzad Bailam. The koyin would put his hand underneath the hand of the Bailam. Umenif, and they would do tenufa. But the bottom line is, there's a limud between Bikurim and Shlomim that teaches me there's a din tenufa by Bikurim. So just because we have a Mishnah that says that Bikurim requires tenufa, doesn't mean it's automatically Rabbi Yehuda. If it doesn't mean it's Rabbi Yehuda, you have no raya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a din lina by a carbon other than the Pesach Rishon. We thought we had a raya, because you see, this Mishnah says that there's a din tnufa by Bikurim. We said for sure the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one that holds tnufa. It's not Mochach. He's one of two Tanaim, as far as we know, that holds that there's a mitzvah of tnufa by Bikurim. There is another Tana, and because there's another Tana, so it's not Mochach that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, going back to the original discussion, the second part of today's daf, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, then you make a shachiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lasman hazeh on Shmini Atzeres. So my havi Allah, a little bit of a discussion. We thought we had a raya from a brisa with Rabbi Yehuda, Leima Misayel, the Gemara shlugged up the raya, meaning not muchach Then we digress for almost an entire Amid. So the Gemara says, bottom line, what's the halacha? Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman said, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Atzeres. He's supposed to make a Zman, B'Shmini Shalchag. Rav Sheishas Amar, Rav Sheishas said, Ein Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag. You're not supposed to make a Shachayonu. The Hilchasa and the halacha is, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shalchag, you make a Shachayonu on Shmini Atzeres. Ok, the Gemara, Tanya Kavasid, Rav Nachman, now we have a Braisa that supports Rav Nachman. The Braisa says, Shmini Rego B'Fnei Atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is a yontif unto itself. Not regarding everything, but with regards to many things, six things. Le'inyin, Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Vez. These are an acronym. The Pei stands for Pius Bifnei Atzmai. Shmini Atzeres had its own Geirul. So the Geirul of Mesachas Yumafein, where there was a Cheshbin of Geirul, is how they determine which kind would get to do the Avoida. Yontif had its own Shulchan Aruch. Rashi talks a little bit about it, about how that happened. But the point is, Shmini Atzeres was its own sugya when it came to determine which kohen was going to get to do the avodah. The Zion is Zman Bifnei Atzmai. Shechayonu. This is the Raya. The Reish is Rego Bifnei Atzmai. It's its own Yontif. Rashi says, She'en Yoishvim B'Sukkah. We don't sit in a Sukkah. The Kuf is Korban Bifnei Atzmai. It had its own Korbanos that were brought. The Shin is Shira Bifnei Atzmai, as we've seen already in the Gemara. And the Beis is Bracha Bifnei Atzmai. Instead of saying it's Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, we say it's Yom Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. So at the end of the whole Sugya, we have a Mefurish Braiso. Shmini Rego Bifnei Atzmai Le'inyan Psar Kishav. And what does the Zayin stand for? Zman Bifnei Atzmai. This is the Raya that you're supposed to make a Shecheyonu on Shmini HaTzeres. Exhale. So as it relates to the raid, to return to the first part of the daf, and that is Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres, but because of Sveika de Yoyma, it's Shmini Safik Shvi. Are you supposed to sit in a sukkah, or you're not supposed to sit in a sukkah? The Imtim Tzaloymer, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. Can you make a bracha, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu leisha b'asukkah? Or do you not make a bracha, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu leisha b'asukkah? And the Gemara brought a machlokes ameira, Rabbi Yehuda Bereder, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shelas, in the name of the great Amora Rav. He argued with Rabbi Yochanan whether this day, Shmini Safik Shvi, is it Shvi l'sukkah, or is it Shmini l'sukkah? And then the Gemara brought two l'shoinas of what that even means. What does Shvi L'Sukkah mean? And what does Shmini L'Sukkah mean? And then the Gemara brought a discussion of who we even paskin like. So after everything, a little confusing, says the Gemara one line. The Hilchasa Mesav Yasvinon, you're supposed to sin in a sukkah in Chutz La'aretz on Shmini Atzeres because of the Sveika de Yoyma of Hishana Rabba of Sukkis, Bruchi Loyme Brachina, but at the same time, you're not supposed to make the Berchis HaMitzvahs, you're not supposed to make the Leshav Bar Sukkah. So the Gemara seems to be Machria very, very clearly that you're supposed to sin in a sukkah in Chutz La'aretz and Shmini Atzeres. And not surprisingly, that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Erech Chaim, it's in Simin Tov Reish Samaches. Sivkot and Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, ubechutz la'aretz, in chutz la'aretz, oichlem besukkah, belaylo, ubeyoy, nipneshu sofik shvi. You have to sit in the sukkah at night, you have to sit in the sukkah during the day, ve'ein mevarchen al yeshivasa, however, you don't make a bracha, umekachin ba'oimrim zman, and when you make kiddush, you're supposed to make a shachayonu. This is a one-line synopsis of today's da. But the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, ubechutz la'aretz, oichlem besukkah, belaylo, ubeyoy, nipneshu sofik shvi. And there's no Ramah that comments on this Shulchan Aruch that puts out another opinion. And if that's the case, it would seem to be very, very straightforward, very open and shut. On Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, because of Sveika de Yoyma, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. There's so many things that we do as Yidden based on Sveika de Yoyma. This is a very obvious additional application to this halacha. That on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz, Yisuvi Yasvinon Ubruchi Loyme Vachin. Stating that, we all know that there are many segments in Klal Yisrael, specifically amongst the Hasidim v'Anshei Maisa, where the minig is for hundreds of years that they do not sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And at first glance, mitzvah l'yashiv, because it would seem to be keneged a line in the Gemara, it would seem to be keneged a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Now just to be clear, before we even start, this minig cannot sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz La'aretz is an old minig. In fact, the Tor brings the minig, the Magen Avraham brings the minig, and the Taz brings the minig. And it would seem that this minig traced itself back already to the times of the Rishonim. That's the good news if you don't sit in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. The bad news is that the Torah, the Magen Avraham, and Taz all bring the minig, and they absolutely shry, and they're moichen, they say they don't understand the minig. Because at the end of the day, it's Keneged Gemara. So the truth is, this is an old minig, and this minig has its roots already in the Rishonim. But at the same time, it's an old Shvera minig at first glance. And again, without a question, it's mitzvah liyashiv. So just to start this noisei, and just to start the sugya, I think we need to take a step back, and we have to be ma'ayin a little bit in the Rishonim, in the Gemara in today's daf. And there's really two particular shmuzin in the Rishonim that are very, very pertinent in terms of understanding the different menhagim in Klal Yisrael. The first is, the Rishonim all ask a kasha. The Rashba asks it in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. The Ritva asks it in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Mardchai brings it at the very end of Masechtas Sukkah here in our sugya. And that is that I understand that if you're living in Chutz Laaretz, it's Shmini Atzeres, and there's a Safik, maybe it's a Shana Rabbah, you would want to sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The problem is, what happened to the Isser Bal Toysef? We know that you're not allowed to be Moisef on a mitzvah. So if you're not allowed to be Moisef on a mitzvah, so what happened to Bal Toysef? Meaning, if you want to go ordinarily and just add a day of Yontif, that it's not going to be Bal Toysef. But to go and sit in a sukkah on an eighth day, fregin the Rishonim, l'chayru, that should be Bal Toysef. It says in the Torah, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomim, it says 7 days. If you go and sit in a sukkah an eighth day, you're going to be over Bal Taisa. So, Fregan, the Rishonim, I don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yesuve Yasvinon. Why? Because it's Sveika the Yoima. I understand Sveika the Yoima. But that's something where it's a Chumrah. But over here, this Chumrah comes with a very expensive invoice. There's a kula attached to it. Because if you're going to be machmer and you're going to sit in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres, you're being machmer in yeshiva sukkah, but you're being mekel on a lav in the Torah. There's a lois assay in the Torah of Bal Toysef. So the chayra at first glance, fregin the Rishonim, what happened to Bal Toysef? So the truth is that we don't have time to go through this properly, but of course, the obvious sushtal to the Rishonim's kash is the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis, a Gemara that we've spoken about where the Gemara says, Ela Me'ata Hayashim B'Shmini Yilaka, and the Gemara says there's really no Bal Toysef if somebody sleeps in a sukkah on the eighth day. So it would seem it's a Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara says there is no Bal Toysef if somebody sleeps in a sukkah or somebody eats in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But the Rishonim speak out, again, we're doing the abridged version of this, that when the Gemara said there's no Bal Toysef in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis, if someone's Yashim B'Shmini, that's just that there's no Malkus. The Kasha was Hayashim B'Shmini Yilaka. And that the Gemara said there's no Malkus. Or Ban Isra Bal Toysef for sure there would be. That's what the Rishonim say. But the bottom line is, Fregin the Rishonim, Yisuvi Yasvino, and because it's Fregin the Yoima, I understand you're being Machmer in Hilchas Yeshiva Sukkah. But what happened to the Isra Bal Toysef? And there are two Mahalchim in the Rishonim to answer this Kasha. The first is the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, and the Ritva in Sukkah Daflam and Aleph both say that there's no Bal Toysef in our sugya. The only time there's Bal Toysef is if you go indiscriminately, or you go with a Cheshbin, and you want to add on a mitzvah. But over here, being that the reason you're sitting in the Sukkah on the eighth day is because you have a suffix that it might be the seventh day, that's not Bal Toysef. The Maisa is a Maisa of being Moisef on the mitzvah, but your intent is certainly not to be Moisef. And Bekai Gavna, when you're doing it because you think that maybe you're obligated to do it, it's Pasha that's not going to be Bal Toysef. That's what the Rashi and the Ritva say. The Mardchai has a different teretz. The Mardchai brings for this from the Rav Yoh, that the Rav Yoh said that the reason there's no Bal Toysef is because there's a hacker. The first 7 days when you sat in the sukkah, every single time you made a bracha. But now when you sit in a sukkah, you're not making a bracha because the Gemara said, Yesuvi Yasvinon, Ubruchi Loi Mevrachino. So it said that being that you're not making a bracha, so it comes out there's a hecker that you're not doing a Lashem Mitzvah, but rather you're doing it mitzat Sveika the Yoima. Once there's a hecker, it's not going to be a problem of Bal Tois. Said the Mardchai. The fee my parents, it will come out a very important nafkamid al halacha. That is, I don't think it's going to be okay to sleep in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because when you sleep in a sukkah, you don't have a hacker. Because the whole sukkah, when you slept in a sukkah, said the Rav Yah, you never made a bracha. So the fact that on Shmini Atzeres, you're going to sleep in the sukkah, but bruchi lo mevarchinon, that's not going to be a hecker that you're treating Shmini Atzeres any differently than you did the rest of sukkahs. So if that's the case, said the Rav Yah, and Achinami, the Gemara said, Yesuva Yasvinon, but we have to be medayik l'shoyna yazov shal ha-gemara. Yesuva Yasvinon, you sit in a sukkah, but you don't sleep in a sukkah. Because when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah, then already you're going to run into a problem with Baal Tosef. Because why is there no Baal Tosef, said the Rav Yah? Because there's a hecker. The hecker is that I'm not making a bracha. When it comes to sleeping in a sukkah, you don't have the hecker. Because when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah, you never made the bracha. I mean that you never made the bracha. So over there, you don't have the hecker. If you don't have the hecker, so there's going to be a problem with Baal Tosef. So again, the question is, how could you sit in a sukkah and Shmini Atzeres? What happened to Baal Tosef? We have two approaches in the Rishonim. The Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin and the Ritva in Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph both say there's no Baal Tosef because you're doing it because in your mind you think you may need to do this in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That's not Baal Tosef. The Mardchai brings from the Rav Yah, the last Mardchai in Masechta Sukkah, that the Rav Yah said that the reason there's no Baal Tosef is because there's a hecker. From the fact that you're not making your bracha, there's a hecker. And we have a tremendous nafkamina lahalacha. Are you supposed to sleep in a Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres or not? According to the Rav Yah, according to the Mardchai, the Rav Yah said very clearly, you don't sleep in a sukkah. Because when sleeping in a sukkah, not making a bracha is not a hecker because you never make a bracha when it comes to sleeping in a sukkah. And as a result, you suvi asfinon, but sleeping, you don't sleep. According to the Rashba and the Ritva, where there's no Baal Tosef at all, not because you're not making a bracha, but there's no Baal Tosef because fundamentally I'm doing this because in my mind I need to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that's a svar that there shouldn't be Baal Tosef. So not only would you supposed to sit in a sukkah, but you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres as well. It's Yodua. It's brought down in the Maaser Rav that the Vilna Gaon was very, very makbid to sit in a sukkah Shmini Atzeres. In fact, he was more medaktik when it came to sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than he was the rest of sukkahs. The Maaser Rav is in Sifkot and Reish Chav Beis, and he says, quote, Yoishvim b'sukkah b'shmini atzeres. You're supposed to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. V'gam yeshenim b'sukkah. You're also supposed to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. V'yoishvim kol hayoyim ad leil simchas Torah. Says the Maaser Rav, v'hichmer ba'oid. The Vilna Gaon was very, very machmer when it came to Shmini Atzeres. B'shina, both with regards to sleeping in a sukkah, the yeshiva sukkah, and with regards to sitting in the sukkah. Avshal yoyim shmini, and the reason was, ki chamurim divrei soifrim miyena shel Torah. It's a Gemara Masechtas Erevin, but the point is, chamurim divrei soifrim miyena shel Torah, and the Vilna Gaon was more machmer when it came to sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than he was the rest of sukkahs. But the Vilna Gaon didn't only sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, the Vilna Gaon used to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres as well. And the reason is, Mefurish in the Bir HaGro in Shulchan Aruch, where the Vilna Gaon says that really the Rishonim asked the Kasha what happened to Baal Tosef. And there's two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. You have the Rashba in the Ritva that says no Baal Tosef because you're doing it because in your mind you need to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah. The Mardchan brought from the Rav Yah, it's because there's a hacker from the fact you're not making a bracha. There's an afkamina lalacha regarding sleeping. Sleeping, you're doing a L'shem Mitzvah, but there's no hacker because you never make a bracha regarding sleeping. And the Vilna Gaon, Kedarkin Bakoidish, used to be machria between the Rishonim, and he said, V'chein ha'ikr, like the Rashba and the Ritva, the Loika Mardchai, not like the Mardchai, the Shem, the Rav Yah. So said the Vilna Gaon, I think the ikr is like the Rashba and the Ritva. There's no problem with Baal Tosef. This has nothing to do with the sugya of Baal Tosef. And it's the case, Yesuvi Yasvinon, he's supposed to sleep in a sukkah as well. And by the way, this is a chi of sukkah de rabbanon, and being the chamurim divrei soifrim miyena shel Torah, the Vilna Gaon held that the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah on Shmini Atzeres was even more chamur than the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah the rest of sukkahs. This is the first noisei in the Rishonim that's important in terms of understanding the sugya of yeshiva sukkah b'Shmini Atzeres. The second part of this is Tosfos, the top Tosfos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos asks a very, very obvious kash. We're dealing with Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz, where it's Shmini Safik Shvi. And the Gemara comes out, V'hilchasa Meisav Yasfinon Bruchi Lo Mevachin. You have to sit in a sukkah, but you don't make a brach. Very Tosfos. If Chazal held that Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz is a Safik Shvi, and as a result, you have to keep the mitzvah of sukkah, why isn't it that we don't take Dalet Minim on Shmini Atzeres? You have a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. You have a mitzvah to take dalet minim for 7 days. So al tzveika de yoima, just like we sit in a sukkah, we should take dalet minim as well. As I pray Toysvah Akasha, says Toysvah, the lulav loy rotsu lesakin klal shayit lenu misafik. When it comes to lulav, Chazal didn't want to make a takana that you should take lulav. Why? Lefishehu yontif. Because it's yontif. Umuktsa letilfel. Every word in Taisus is important. It's muktsa. You're not allowed to carry it. Uminkaru lemilse shenayik by minikha. Which means that if you're going to take the Dalad Minim on Shmini Atzeres, it's going to look a little bit, really a lot of it, like in your mind, you think it might be a Hoshana Rabbah right now. That's a bad thing. Because Hoshana Rabbah, as much as it's a Yom Kaddish and the Zohar HaKaddish and Parashat Tzav, but at the same time, Hoshana Rabbah is Chol HaMoed. On Hoshana Rabbah, you're allowed to do Malacha. Hoshana Rabbah is not Yontif. If you're going to go on Shmini Atzeres and you're going to act and behave as if you have a tzad that maybe it's Hoshana Rabbah, it can come at a tremendous zilzul on Yontif. Because essentially what you're saying is that I'm not 100% sure it's Yontif. That's not a good thing. Because it is Yontif. So how could you do something, act in a way, where you're showing that maybe it's not Yontif? So if you take Dalet Minim, which is something that's Muktzah, something you would never pick up on Yontif, something you would never do on Shmini Atzeres, on Sukkot, you're allowed to, of course. But any other Shabbos or Yontif, of course, you can't touch the Lulav. You're touching it. Why are you taking it? Not because it's Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres, you wouldn't touch your Lulav. Elamai, it's because maybe it's a Hoshana Rabbah. That's a zilzul. Avol sukkah, here's the punchline. Pomim shesu kosei areva olav. But a sukkah, sukkah's gishmak. A sukkah's beautiful. There are times where even if your minig is not to sin in a sukkah and shmini atzeres, you want to sin in a sukkah and shmini atzeres. Sukkah's up, it's beautiful weather, you have all the nice sukkah, it's gewaldig. So people sometimes sit in a sukkah, even not on sukkahs. And therefore, if you're going to sit in a sukkah, it's not going to be nicker in any way that you're being mezalza. It's not going to look in any way, shape, or form that maybe you're treating it like a yom chol. And as a result, you're allowed to sit in the sukkah. Said Tosfos, a very, very important insight. And that is that it's clear from the sugya that the Chachamim said Meisnav Yasfinu Brocho Leimer Vachin only regarding sukkah. They never said the same thing regarding the Dalet Minim. And at first glance, it doesn't make sense. Why not? What's the difference between sukkah and Dalet Minim? Now, the truth is that Rabbi Bienenfeld left me a voice note right before the shir and said, you have to speak out. There's an obvious chiluk between lulav and sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah deiraisa for 7 days. Dalet Minim is only a derabbanan. So there's makim to say that for the deiraisa of sukkah, we're going to be machmer. But from the zechel mikdash, tziyoni, deirishain la, mechlal de bayadrisha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, zechel mikdash, maybe it will be mekel. But Tosfos doesn't go with that approach. Tosfos says that what's the difference between Dalet Minim and what's the difference between sukkah? So says Tosfos that the difference is that as much as we want to be machmer, and say, like, let's take the mitzvah sayoyim of sukkahs and observe it on Shmini Atzeres. But you have to be careful that it shouldn't look a little bit like, in your mind, you have a little bit of a doubt that maybe today's not Yontif. And maybe today's really a Hoshana Rabbah. Again, and v'saz oishlach if it's a Hoshana Rabbah, it's a Yom Chol. It's Chol HaMoed Hoshana Rabbah. So you have to make sure that you don't give off that impression. If you take Dalet Minim, you're clearly showing that you're mesupik if it's Yontif today. Maybe it's a Yom Chol. Why? Because if it was Shmini Atzeres, you would not be holding Dalet Minim. You're not allowed to hold Dalet Minim on Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, you know, it's muktzah. You're not allowed to touch it. So if that's the case, so it looks a little bit like it's chol, that's why you don't touch your Dalet Minim. Oh, but sukkah, if you sit in your sukkah, it's not muchach that maybe you have a reasonable doubt that today is a Hoshana Rabbah. Maybe I'm sitting in a sukkah because I want to sit in a sukkah. Because pavim shesu kasei areva olav, v'oich haba afilu b'yantiv. But the bottom line is, says Tosfos, that's why Chazal said Mesav Yasvinam regarding sukkah, because they didn't feel like it would come with a zilzul in Yontif, but they never said take the Dalet Minim, because by taking the Dalet Minim, it looks a little bit like there's a zilzul in Yontif. So here's the punchline. This Tosfos is also Mefurish in the Rush. We know that there's a classic Pirish on the Rush that was written by the Karban Nesanel. This Vart of the Karban Nesanel is probably the most famous Karban Nesanel in the entire Pirish Karban Nesanel on the Rush. So who was the Karban Nesanel? His name was Reb Nesanel Weil. lived in Prague in the early part of the 18th century. He left Prague to become a Rav in another city shortly before the Noida Yehuda arrived in Prague. But he was from the Chachmei Prague of the late 17th century, early 18th century. The Karben HaSadol also had a very famous son, Reb Tiowil, also one of the great Gaonim of that Kufa of Prague, of Reb Lazar Fleckles and Reb Shmuel Landau, Talmud Reb Yonos and Eibeshitz, from that world. But the Karben HaSadol wrote a Pirush on the Rosh. And on the Rosh, in this Gemara, right here, he says, I want to say a Chiddush. He says, it's mavur that Tosfos was very, very worried about what's going to be if a person sits in a Sukkah showing that maybe it's really the seventh day of Sukkot, it's going to come out a little bit of a zilzul in Yontif. But Tosfos has no worries. You know why? Because Pamim Shesukasei Areva Olav. And as a result, by sitting in a Sukkah, it doesn't look like you think maybe it's really Shana Rabbah today. Because the fact that you're sitting in a sukkah, yeah, it's geschmack. Why would you want to sin in a sukkah? So said the Karben HaSadol, quote, Amnon, in ba'oisayon es sina. Let's say it's cold outside, oy ruchos, or maybe it's windy outside, oy shum shinoy avir, or the mezeg avir is not so geschmack. Ein min aroy lecho besukkah b'yoyim shmini safik shvi. It would be inappropriate to sin in a sukkah when it's shmini safik shvi. Why? Because now the sukkah becomes a lulav. And just like Lulav Tyson said, you don't take Lulav. Why? Because if you're going to show that you in your mind have a little bit of a doubt that maybe it's not really Yontif, maybe it's a Shana Rabbah, that can result in a Zilzul and Chayil. And Chazal were clearly worried about that. So said the Karben HaSadol, it's Pasha to me, that if you're going to sit in a Sukkah and it's not a Reva Olav, that it's going to come out that you're being Mezalzel a little bit in Yontif. And it's Pashut Chazal never said Mesav Yasvinon Bikahai Gaf. So just to fast forward, there were many tshuvas that were written by the Chassidisha Poiskim and Ga'onim to be Miyashiv. What we established on the onset is at first glance a very, very challenging minute. One of the tshuvas were written by Laheilig Minchas Aluza, and it's in Shailos Tshuvas Minchas Aluza. It's Chelik Dalev. It's Simin Lamed Alef. And the Shoyul asks the Minchas Aluza. He doesn't understand the Chassidish Minig. He doesn't understand how many Yidden, and he says not just Yidden, Tzadikim Vanshei Ma'isa that have this Messiah that they don't sit in a Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And at first glance, it's Keneged a line in Gemara. It's Keneged a Loch in Shulchan Aruch. And the Minchas Aluza gave a short answer, and then he gave a long answer. And the short answer was, he says, take a look at the Karben HaSadol. It's on the Rosh. It's at the very end of Maseches Sukkah, and the Karben HaSadol laid it out beautifully. He said, I believe it's Pashut that when Chazal said Mesav Yasvinon, it's all based on the fact that Pomim Shesukasei Areva Olav. And when the Yidden in Bavel, who live in the Middle East, where the climate is very, very different than it is over here in Eastern Europe and over there in Bavel, where it's very, very hot during Yontif, so it's Sukkasei Areva Olav. And if a person's sitting in a Sukkah, it doesn't look like he's worried in his mind, because people sit outdoors, there was no air conditioning, it made a lot of sense to want to sit outside on Yontif. He says, but today where we are, it's usually cold weather, and very often it's very cold weather, and nobody sits in a sukkah. And if someone's sitting in a sukkah, it's nicker that there's one reason he's sitting in a sukkah. Because in his mind, there's a sfeik of the yoyma. So he says, I believe today for the Yidden in Europe, sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is no different than taking a lulav in Shmini Atzeres. And just like Tosfos said, that you don't take a lulav because it's going to come out as a zilzul on chayal. So Minchas Aluza wasn't defensive. He was offensive. He attacked back. He said, it's a Tosfos. And Tosfos says, metunish neben alulav. And if you can't take a lulav, you can't sit in a sukkah either. What's the difference? Why are you sitting in a sukkah? Because it's nice weather outside? Do you look outside? It's not nice weather outside. And as a result, it's not a Reva Olav. And it's clear a person that sits in a sukkah is manenu, he's sitting in a sukkah because it's fake in the yoma. Why else would he be sitting in a sukkah? And if that's the case, it's posh, it said the Minchas Aluza, it's hadar dina, that it's like the lulav, and just like you don't take lulav, so therefore you're not going to have the halacha mesiv yasvina. So what's the short answer? You have a gemara, and you have halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's halacha psukkah, you can't, mesiv yasvina, bruch, don't forget it. But you have to sit in a sukkah. So the short answer is, that was in Bavel, where a person, people used to often sit in sukkahs, Pomim Shesukasei Areva Olav, like Tosfos says, B'Lashoni Azov, like the Rosh says as well. And therefore, sitting in a sukkah didn't necessarily mean that you're sitting in the sukkah because of a Sveik of the Yoyma. But today, we're sitting in a sukkah does mean Sveik of the Yoyma. So if that's the case, said the Heilige Minchas Aluza, I believe that it's Pashit, the Minig, that people do not sit in a sukkah. But then the Michas Eluza says something else. And this is going to segue into tomorrow's raid. And that is, besides, Michas Eluza said that if you'd understand the pnimius of Shmini Atzeres, and you would understand the pnimius of Sukkah, you would understand why the tzaddikim and the Anshei Maisa were very, very medactic not to sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And he quotes from a sefer called Mikra'i Kodesh. This sefer Mikra'i Kodesh was written by what the Michas Eluza refers to as one of the Rishonim, whose name was Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Binyamin Samiga. He was a Makopo, and he wrote a lot of Inyoni Kabbalah as it relates to Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And at the very, very end of the sefer, it's Perek Chav Aleph regarding Sukkot, it's the last Amud in the sefer. So he says that if you have to understand a little bit the depth of the difference between Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. So he says, what's Sukkah? Sukkah and Sukkis is Tzila de Mehemnusa. You sit in a Sukkah and you're covered with Tzach, the Sukkah Til itself, you're protected by a Kodesh Baruch. But said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yomin Samiga, he said, if you think about it, when does a person hide for protection? When he feels like he's being hunted, when he feels like he's in trouble. So if a person feels like he's not safe, say you run to the Yermiklot, you run to a sanctuary, right? You try to protect yourself from everything that's going on around you. So Rabbi Yosef Samiga said that Sukkis represents the idea that a Yid is sometimes surrounded by Mazikim and Mekatrigim, and there's the Shibud HaGolus, and there's the Tzoris Rachman al-Son that people have, and Yid goes into a Sukkah, and he's Bereach El HaSukkah, and he's Balachsois Filisloinin Tachas Tzel Sukkah Shloimoy, and that's the idea of Sukkahs. That Sukkahs, you look around you, and you recognize that there's a lot of things that you're scared of, things in your life that are maybe not going perfectly, and you need to run somewhere for a little bit of safety, and you run into the Sukkah, and you sit underneath the Schach, and you're under the protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a Meir de Gezach, and that's Pasuk the stage for Shivas Yomim, and that's the Seil Demnusa that the Zohar HaKadosh talks about, and all the Pnimiyas of Sukkahs. But said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yomim Samiga, then comes Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a whole different Madrega. Shmini Atzeres, he said, is a Bechina of La'asad Lava. He says, La'asad lava yahafeich el ha'amim safa beruro. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. V'hu levada yiyah l'melech al kol ha'aretz u'malchusei ba'koyom mashallah. He said, La'asad lava, all there's going to be is Klal Yisrael and Kutcha Berichu. It's going to be u'mal ha'aretz deyah. There won't be mazikim, there won't be makachrigim, there won't be a shibud golas. There's going to be nothing to run away from. So said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yom HaSamik, V'loi yeh b'shun mokoim, V'loi satan, V'loi maznik, V'loi pegara, Ki b'yoy mahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmoy echad, V'loi chen tzorech ha'odam b'shmini chagat tzeres, Lotzei smeh ha'sukkah. A person has to run away from the sukkah. V'shemoy l'kaddish ba, V'amekaddish b'sukkah, because if someone makes kiddish in the sukkah, and then the Michas Eluza says, what about the minhag to make kiddish in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres by day? So he addresses that. But he says, when a person is in a sukkah, nira, it looks a little bit like he doesn't believe that there's ever going to be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad Ushmai Echad, where he believes that he is always going to have to be running away, you're always going to be hunted, you're always going to be chased, and therefore you're always going to need the protection of Hashem, of the Tzilub Dem Nusa. And he says, Chas V'Sholem, for a person to think that way. So therefore, what a Yid needs to do on Shmini Atzeres is he has to leave the Sukkah, because Shmini Atzeres in the pnimius of the day is a bechin of Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a bechin of Me'ein La'asad Lavoi. And La'asad Lavoi, there'll be no Satan, there's going to be no Mazik, there's going to be no Pegara, and therefore you're not going to have to need the protection of the Sukkah. You're not going to need the Tzila de Mehemnusa. So the Michas Eluza said that that's what the Mikra'i Kodesh said is the pnimius of Sukkahs and the pnimius of Shmini Atzeres. And that's why in Sukkahs it's a bechin of we're running away from the Mazikin and the Makadrikin and the Shibud Galis. And we're hiding and we're shielding and we're protecting ourselves in the Tzilub Nem Nusa. But Shmini Atzeres is a different Avoida. Shmini Atzeres is an Avoida where we leave the Sukkah. The reason we leave the Sukkah is to show that there's going to be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad Ushmai Echad, where there's going to be no one chasing us, there's going to be utmost clarity, Umal Aretz Deya, even Umas Olam are going to come around, and we're not going to have to sit in a Sukkah anymore. And he says, someone that doesn't leave the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is Nirikim Mizalzal B'Dovazah. So said the Minchas Eluza, he says, not only do I think that Alpin Nigla, we have a Teretz, we have a Yishuv, for the minig of the Chassidim and the Anshei Ma'isa. But he says, if you understand the Pnimius of Shmini Atzeres, and specifically the way it's brought down in this, Hele Yosef and Mekroi Kodesh from Rabbi Yosef, Ben Rabbi Yamin Samiga, he says you can appreciate why it's so important and it's so critical for a person to leave the sukkah. Now, the truth is, this is a halachic discussion of Yisuvi Yasfinam Bruchi Leim Evrachinon. So, Vikint Kabbalah, right? You let it bring Kabbalah into a Nigla discussion. So, this is a whole other conversation. But just one line in the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, and this is in Hilchas Tefillin, it's in Simen Chafei, it's in Katan Mem Beis. Kosovak Knesses Akdoyla Beklali Apoiskim. Kol Dover Shabalia Kabbalah Vazor Cholkin Mamagamor Vapoiskim, Halech Acha Agamor. Of course, if the Gemara and the Poiskim go connected, so you have to go with the Gemara and the Poiskim. Miu. In Bali Kabbalah Machmirin, if there's no mention of anything in the Gemara and the Poskim, you can't force someone to go like the Kabbalah. But there's the punchline. He says, if you have a suffix based on the Poskim, what exactly you should do? Divrei Kabbalah Yachriya. So this is a little bit of such a move, and that is that Avadim Yikra Adin Mesav Yasvina Bruch Elohim Avrachina. Amidina de Gemara, that's the way it is. But there was some old minik dating back to the Rishonim where there were Yidin that used to leave the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And to be fair, the Tor and the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they were all Moicha. And the Vilna Gaon used to sit in the sukkah and even slept in the sukkah. And the Vilna Gaon held that it was more Chamat to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than it is even on sukkahs, because but at the same time, there was a minig amongst a lot of big tzaddikim that they used to dafka leave the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Teretz, how is it possible? How could you go to Keneged Gemara? How could you know Keneged Shulchan Aruch? It's the Karban Asanel, maybe the most famous Karban Asanel of all time at the end of Masech the Sukkah. It's because maybe the Gemara's Mesav Yasfinon and Bruchi Leimer Vachina was really based on the climate and the place that the Yidden and Bava live. But today we live in a completely different world. And as a result, maybe sitting in a Sukkah today is like taking a lulav. And just like everyone understands, you're not allowed to take a lulav. Toysus already said you can't take a lulav. Because if you were allowed to take a lulav, you would take a lulav. You'd be obligated to take a lulav. Clearly you're not allowed to, so maybe sitting in a sukkah is not okay as well. So it's a little bit confusing. What are you supposed to do? Al zeh nemar, sometimes you could be machriya with Kabbalah, and the Michzaluza said that based on this big mekobol, going back to the times of the Rishonim, he said that if you understand the pnimius of what a sukkah is, and you understand the pnimius of what Shmini Atzeres is, you'd understand that there's no place for a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Not just that, sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is counterproductive. It almost goes against the essence of what Shmini Atzeres represents. The sukkah is, I need protection. Shmini Atzeres is, Hashem Echad Ushma Yechad. There's nothing to be protected from. And if that's the case, he says, to the contrary, there's a mitzvah to be tzemi diras aroi, and to enter your diras kva, Shmini Atzeres, just a little bit of an overview of this inyan of Yeshiva Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.